WWE on Speedway 1.
This is HXWY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee.
And November 6, Whiskey Yankee, KPR. Good morning.
Good morning. I think the call, name is Paul. I don't have a directory in my HD. I'm using an old iCarrier here. And I got my 890 working, but man, it is buggy. I made a lot of NXVN contacts, and I got the frequency calibrated for my hotspot. It's right on frequency, supposedly. The dealer did that, and I also got the update 5 in there, version of 105, and things are working, but it is buggy.
Okay, very good. Name here is Phil, Papa Henry Angel Lima. Someone, you said your name was Paul because it's coming up as Dave under this way.
I'm sorry, Phil. We talked before, and it is Dave, and I believe maybe I got you mixed up with somebody, but I believe you do own an 890. It's been a while since we chatted.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I have 890 also, I have it running on NXT, and I think they have version 103, I'm not sure, but, so they've got a newer version out now, I haven't checked in a while.
Well, my dealer told me it's an official version, 105, and it's supposed to fix some problems. One problem it's not supposed to fix, but it fixed on mine, was it would drop out of the hotspot. You hold down the push to talk button, be talking away, and all of a sudden it goes into receive mode. And also we do that on a repeater occasionally. So now that problem is fixed for me, but if you look at the notes on what they fixed, and they said that one will not be fixed for 5, but it's working for me. Another thing, NXDN, I'm making some good contacts on it, and are you having any problems with NXDN? I only have one.
Yeah, like I think I mentioned previously, I use it for work. Actually, I work at a Kenwood dealer, and we use NXDN, so I'm using it more as a test instrument.
Well, I found, using my hotspot as a standard, I need to have 420 hertz difference between DMR mode and NXDN as the offset. That is, the frequency for NXDN shifts 420 hertz when I go from DMR to NXDN.
Well, that is strange. I can't explain that. By the way, are you using like a Vox for your audio? Because your audio like cuts in and out. When you stop talking, I can hear it go like dead, and then it comes back on again.
You know, I have to check the setting on this iCarrier. It does have a noise cancellation, and I know what you mean. I hear it on other people. And when they use it in a very quiet room, you can tell it's not quite like a Vox, but the carrier doesn't drop. I hope the carrier is not dropping. Go ahead.
No, but the audio drops out, and you miss like a very, very slight bit of the beginning of it. I mean, it's almost not even noticeable, but it's, to the human ear, you can tell it's like it's chopping it off a slight, a few microseconds or something. Not missing any of the content, but whatever. I gotta run in. I gotta drop something here at the UPS store here in a moment, so I gotta run out. I'll be back in just a moment. KPR.
I gotta get going also, Phil, so I'll talk to you another time. KPR, this is N6WY.
Yeah. KDPR back. So there, Dave.
KDPR, this is N6WY. Yes, I'm still here, Phil.
Okay. So I'm wondering how the audio and everything is here. I've a new installation in my car.
Well, your audio sounds great. I'm going through the Mount Clemens repeater, not a hotspot. So it's a good test, and it really sounds good.
All right, this is a CS800P Plus. Just put in the car yesterday. I'm working on getting all the programming set up on it. I think I got it the way I want it, finally.
Well, it is a chore. Getting all the programming done. I'm still struggling with my radios. I changed the hotspot time ago. I even got one radio that's got the old DMR ID in it, and I can't use it with Brandmaster, and so I got to get that updated. Plug it into the computer and do it. The thing I struggle with, I'm a Mac user, and I got an old Windows 10 notebook computer that I hate to use. And that's why I have to use to update these radios.
Okay. Can't you run a virtual Windows machine on your Mac?
I thought of that, but I don't want to put any Microsoft software on my machine. Even though it's in a separate partition and everything, I just don't want to mess with it. I have tried some other tricks, you know, like Wine and things like that. It sort of worked, but... with any tone, they're constantly updating the CPS and changing things, and it's not worth it. I just use the old Windows 10 computer.
Okay, well, that is the beauty of a virtual machine, is it's in its own little isolated environment, so it can't screw up the rest of your system. You know, if it starts to screw things up, you just shut it down. I used to be a Mac user a long time ago before I needed Windows for my business. And I've pretty much been mostly Windows ever since.
Well, I got to admit, Windows 10 is not bad. I bought this computer used, and I paid, it's like new condition. $800 for it, and it is like new, and the operating system's not bad. I imagine the newer Windows are even better.
Yeah, it sounds good. Let's see, I wonder if you might be going to the Monroe Swap on Sunday. I've got a table down there. I got a few things I want to sell.
No, I'm going to miss that one. Yeah, I hear it's not a bad swap. A lot of people go to it. They pick a kind of a strange day to have it, but it has a pretty good turnout, I understand.
Yeah, well, it's always been on Father's Day. So, I guess, you know, if you want to do something nice for your father, you know, you let him go to the swap.
What are you selling on your table? I'm kind of curious.
Well, I've got a Kenwood P25 radio. I want a handheld. I want to sell, and I've got a repeater antenna, and some other odds and ends and stuff. But that radio is the main thing I want to sell.
You know, I had my hotspot set up on a. Repeater pair that was not used in this area, and I had it there for, you know, a couple of years. It worked great, and all of a sudden somebody puts a unregistered P25 repeater on that frequency pair, so I had to change my hotspot frequency. I moved it down below 440 in the 438 region. And my hotspot works fine now because I don't have the interference from the repeater. But I do have a P25 scanner that I use to listen to the local police, which is doesn't work too well because of they use simulcast, but I can hear the local police cars quite well, and also hear the ham repeaters. There's two repeaters in my area.
Yeah, I'm just curious what repeater you're talking about that came on. You said MI5. They don't have any P25, as far as I know. So there's the one in Warren on UHF, and then there's the VHF one in Detroit. I have set up for both those.
You know, I don't remember the frequencies, but I think it's around 442, I believe. I don't know. I thought it was more or less around Romeo or Macomb, where this one repeater is. I don't know the one in Warren. What's the frequency of the one in Warren?
Yeah, I think that's 442.0125. Yeah, that's the UHF one.
That was my hotspot. All right, so you're the guy who destroyed my hotspot. Very good. Well, you know, it's no big deal. I just easily moved my hotspot frequencies and did kind of a global change on the Windows 10 computer by using Pixel. I just changed all the frequencies very easily. So it wasn't that.
Yeah, well, I didn't do that. Yeah, but it was there. So, I'm having a kind of a strange thing I'm experimenting with my hotspot. When I transfer through my hotspot and I have the ID, you know, it's set up with Brandmeister with the suffix, like with a 01, when it goes through like this system and comes out, it displays an incorrect ID. But if I take off that 01 and just run it as my ID, just a 7-digit ID for my hotspot, then everything comes through okay. I'd like to know what's going on there. Anyways, I am just about to pull into my office to work here, so I'll catch you later. Enjoy the day. It's beautiful. I don't see a cloud in the sky right now. Catch you later. This is KAPR 7-3.
Okay, Bill. Good talking to you, and I will talk to you later. KAPR, this is M6WY.
I like that.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
KCAJ Kilo.
KC8MXG testing. 1, 2. KC8MXG. KC8MXG testing.